Sample Test 6, Part A, Spot Dictation. The development of the space shuttle has dramatically reduced the cost of sending loads into space. The shuttle takes off from Earth like a rocket and lands again like a huge aircraft. It can transport not only its own crew, but also passengers, and has a huge cargo hold, which is capable of carrying large satellites or a space laboratory. Before the space shuttle was created, it was necessary to plan trips into space several years in advance. However, for the rest of the century, it should be possible to make space flights every week or so. Any scientist or engineer needing to travel into orbit will simply take the next shuttle flight, stay as long as necessary, and then return at his or her convenience. It is difficult to imagine the immense opportunities created by the shuttle. One of the great advantages of having a reusable space vehicle is that it can take one load after another into orbit. Very large space stations could not be launched in their complete form directly from Earth, but they could be built piece by piece in space. The space shuttle is likely to be used as a general workhorse for the rest of this century, and the building of such stations in orbit should become commonplace. Once these huge orbiting space stations are completed, they are likely to become the platforms from which hundreds of robot spaceships could be launched cheaply and easily to explore the solar system and to start mining operations on the moon. The technology needed for this is already developed and available. And because of commercial and military pressures to develop space technology, it is likely that governments will be increasingly willing to start extensive programs of space engineering, exploration, and research. Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
1. After working at the same company for 45 years, the chief accountant wasn't too unhappy to be retiring.
2. I can't go to the concert tonight. You might ask Betty for a ride, and I think she's leaving around 7:30.
3. It's stuffy in here, but I can't open that window. I'm afraid it's the kind that doesn't open.
4. This has been an unusually cool summer. I actually had to get out my wool sweaters in August.
5. I don't really know what qualifications are needed for the job, but I think a degree in modern languages or political science would be useful.
6. Business people spend a lot of time in meetings, and meetings come in all shapes and sizes, ranging from formal committee meetings to informal one-to-one meetings.
7. Crime figures released today show that illegal drugs worth more than $500 million were seized by customs officers last year.
8. It was the worst earthquake that hit the country for over 2 decades. Thousands of residents have a second night camped out in parks and gardens.
9. Almost no one I've talked to disapproves of providing childcare for working women, as this is becoming a popular idea these days.
10. If the local government makes stricter laws, factories won't discharge waste products into rivers and lakes. The environment will certainly improve within a few years.
2. Talks and conversations. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the following announcement.
The This is the final call for Olympic Airways to Athens, flight number OA260. Any remaining passengers must go immediately to gate 2, where the flight is now closing. Olympic Airways, flight number OA260, closing now at gate 2. Scandinavian Airlines to Stockholm, flight number SK528, now boarding at gate 4. Passengers to New York, British Airways regret to advise a delay of 35 minutes on their flight number BA175 to New York. That is a delay of 35 minutes on British Airways flight number BA175 to New York. Austrian Airlines to Vienna, flight number OS455, now boarding at gate 8. Austrian Airlines, flight number OS455, boarding now at gate 8.
Questions. 11. Where is this announcement most probably made?
12. Which of the following statements is true about the Olympic Airways flight to Athens?
13. Where is the Scandinavian Airlines flight scheduled to fly?
14. According to the announcement, how much longer will passengers to New York have to wait?
15. According to the announcement, at which gate are passengers to Vienna boarding?
Questions 16 to 20 are based on the following talk.
Moving away from newspapers, let's now focus on magazines. Now, the first magazine was a little periodical called The Review, and it was started in London in 1704. It looked a lot like the newspapers of the time, but in terms of its content, it was much different. Newspapers were concerned mainly with news events, but The Review focused on important domestic issues of the day, as well as the policies of the government. Now, in England at the time, people could still be thrown in jail for publishing articles that were critical of the king, and that's what happened to Daniel Defoe. He was the outspoken founder of The Review. Defoe actually wrote the first issue of The Review from prison. You see, he had been arrested because of his writings that criticized the policies of the Church of England, which was headed by the king. After his release, Defoe continued to produce The Review, and the magazine started to appear on a more frequent schedule, about 3 times a week. It didn't take long for other magazines to start popping up. In 1709, a magazine called The Tatler began publication. This new magazine contained a mixture of news, poetry, political analysis, and philosophical essays.
Questions. 16. What is the main topic of the talk?
17. What is significant about The Review?
18. According to the speaker, how is The Review different from early newspapers?
19. Why was Daniel Defoe arrested?
20. What does the speaker say about the Tatler?
Questions 21 to 25 are based on the following conversation. Now, could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, officer. It's Daniels, Mrs. Jennifer Daniels.
And could I have your address too, please?
Yes, of course. It's 27 Springfield Road, Bristol.
So, could you tell me, please, exactly what you saw of the incident?
Yes. Well, I was just coming out of the supermarket exit when all of a sudden I heard this cry. And when I turned round to see what it was, I saw this man sort of tugging at this woman's handbag, and she was hitting him with her free hand. And then he pushed her, and she fell to the ground. He then ran off down the street and round the corner.
I see. And could you describe the man for me?
Well, let me see. He was medium height, about 30-ish. It all happened so quickly. It's hard to remember.
Do please try. It could be very important in helping us to catch him.
Oh, yes, I do remember something else. He was wearing a yellow jacket. You know, a light anorak sort of thing. And jeans. Blue jeans.
Did you notice the colour of his hair by any chance?
Oh, dark, I should say. Yes, dark brown. and that's about all I can remember, I'm afraid. And it was very wavy.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Daniels. You've been very helpful. We'll probably be in touch. Questions.
21. Who is asking Mrs. Daniels, most probably?
22. Where did the incident take place?
23. According to Mrs. Daniels, about what age was the man involved?
24. What was the man wearing?
25. What color was the man's hair, as far as Mrs. Daniels could remember?
Questions 26 to 30 are based on the following talk.
There is a great deal of land in the United States, but there are also a great many people. Where did the people come from? The first Americans were Indians. Today, there are about 900,000 American Indians. There is one part of the country with an especially large Indian population. That is the Southwest. Blacks first came to America from Africa as slaves. President Lincoln freed the slaves in 1863. About 11% of the present American population are blacks. The first immigrants in American history came from England and the Netherlands. Soon, immigrants began to arrive from many other countries, and they are still arriving. In 1790, the new nation had fewer than 4 million. Today, there are more than 210 million. These include people from all parts of the world.
Questions. 26. What might be the best title for this passage?
27. How much is the American Indian population?
28. Who were the first people living in America?
29. What is the current size of the American population?
30. According to the passage, which of the following statements is true?
Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. I hope I can meet you sometime next week. Would Monday morning suit you?
The salary will be a little bit more if you have the right qualifications and experience.
Three, the majority of my friends are worried about crime because the economy isn't good and street gangs are getting stronger.
Four, the United States President has said that the Star Wars project will not go ahead if there is a new arms agreement with Russia.
Five, the latest inflation figure was issued today. The current inflation rate is 7.5%. That's 1% up on last year.
Two. Passage translation.
One. Recently, I've been doing a lot more shopping on the internet because a lot of the retailers have websites, and it's cheaper sometimes to go right to their websites and get exactly what you want. Sometimes it's 50% less than what you would pay if you were at a regular store. So there's no point in going to the mall when you can just do it at home. And it's fast too. You can get things sent to you almost right away. I love shopping on the internet.
too. I am definitely not an internet shopper. I'm not a catalogue shopper either. I like going into a store and physically seeing something. If I'm going to wear it, I like trying it on. I even like trying things on that I'm not going to get. I like window shopping. I really like the experiences of shopping. I really like going to a department store, especially when it's not really crowded. I also like discount stores to look for bargains.